See you again tonight. Guess the weather's called a few to stay home, and some done gone off and left us again. But I'm glad that the Lord let you come be with us. I mean, Brother Cheatwood and a bunch of them gone to Florida again, and got a lot of meetings down there, so they're all gone. Some of the other folks is out tonight for different reasons. Brother Costigan's going to have operation tomorrow again on his legs. Up in Boston, you pray for him. Won't you pray for him tonight? I called him this afternoon, and he's been having a little rough. I dropped him of supporting him, and he's sort of upset about that a little bit. But I told him, forget about it, because the fellow dropped him because he didn't believe what I preach. It's pitiful that somebody way up in Boston gets dropped over something I preach that they got sense enough to believe it's in the book. I mean, I ain't preached anything outside of this Bible right here. And I don't try to preach anything because I can't read nothing else. I mean, all them commentaries and other stuff is a bunch of junk as far as I'm concerned. This book is right. And because I don't believe, I mean, I don't believe that I'm as bad as some of them think I am. I mean, I know I'm bad. I know I'm mean as I can get, but I'm glad the blood of Jesus takes care of it. But don't drop somebody. You know, they drop somebody because they don't believe what I preach. Well, that's bad stuff, ain't it? Yeah. They got it going everywhere about me. I'm getting broadcasted all up north, down south, and out west. I never did have so much publicity till here for the last 2 or 3 years. Found out I was preaching about the goodness of God. Everybody wants to make you think God's bad. Well, I forget about that. I want you to pray tonight. They're in trouble over in Israel again. And of course, I know God's going to take care of that. I mean, we don't have to. But it does say pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But I don't want to pray for the peace Clinton and them is trying to get. I mean, that, we need to keep our nose out of it. We need to let God do what he's going to do. And he'll take care of that. There's a lot of things we need to pray about tonight. A lot of things we need to, a lot of people we need to pray for. The singers are going to get ready. You girls, come on, get ready to sing. And Craig's not here tonight, so that's going to knock the boys out of singing. But we're going to pray and let God have his way. I want you to pray tonight just really for the service and for the church. And for I said to somebody today, all over this country, people are looking for us, looking to us for tapes. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, Koskin wanted to know where his tapes is out, fellas. I mean, he said, I ain't getting no tapes from down there. I'm getting hungry. So you remember that and send him some. Send him some extra ones along. Just keep them going every week. And there's a lot of people that listens to our tapes down here, and the only church they got to go to is this, up in New York and all them kind of places. Of course, I don't blame the devil. I'd jump on this outfit too. I'd turn the devil out of this whole bunch if I could. I'd do it if I was him. And he's doing a pretty good job because that's him. God wouldn't do stuff like that. God is not against himself. It's the devil that's doing it. And if anything ever happens around here, and if two crowds get separated, one of them's got to be on the wrong side because God can't be on both sides at the same time. We all need to be together in one. Sam, you pray for us. Everybody pray.
Hey. Lord, we're not here to just come to service and go home and say we've been to church. But Lord, our soul and spirit desire of you tonight. Lord, we will desire to see a move. Our Father and souls in here tonight. Lord God, you want to. Lord, you said we're two or three gathered together in my name, there my name is. Lord, we're hungry. Dr. Wood, we're a little old boy, go to church. Even when we're lost, we know there's something there. There's something bigger than man. And our Father, Lord God, and people are crying under a burden of begging God. Lord God, tonight, we need something ourselves tonight to get more of a burden and get stirred up, God.
Yes.
Believe you tonight, God. What you can do, my God, you can do anything tonight. Lord God, we need to get encouraged in you, strengthened in you, believe you tonight. Lord God, you want to help us tonight. Lord God, you want to do tonight. They hard hearers have storms and battles that they can't master and can't get to them. But I'm glad, God, you're able tonight. I'm glad you want to. Thinking about old Jacob there. He got afraid to meet his brother. Wrestling with you all. You done told him to go on down there. But Lord, that just like a flesh. Lord God, you tell us to do some things, but the flesh gets in the way. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord God, we're walking around tonight, the old flesh is weak. But our Father tonight, help us, God, tonight. We need a moving of the Holy Ghost of God. An old time Holy Ghost, God's saying. God stirring, God moving, God tonight. Oh, God, you're God right now. Oh, God, well, we don't have to wait. Oh, God, you're God right now. It's encouraged us, God, in the way it's stand on the Holy Word. Father, tonight I pray for him tonight. Lord God, just wrap him up in your love tonight. Lord God, and strengthen him and help him tonight. My God, it's a good night to be here. Lord God, and you're able to work. You're able to do. Touch the saint. Lord, you don't have to be a whole lot of nothing done. You just get here and help us. Now, Father, Lord God, and I pray tonight, your will be done. Father, tonight I pray that one year lost. Lord, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God is able to go and convict and draw and move. Lord, if you can do that to me, you can do it to anybody. Father, tonight I just pray, thy will be done tonight. Touch the service, God. Our Father, tonight, don't let us look at the circumstances. Lord, don't let us look at the giants and the things that are around us. But God, tonight we'll look unto Jesus. Father, look to him tonight. Well, he's a good to look at. He's a good to be around. That's where the strength's at. That's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. Father, tonight, now just have your way, not my will, not what I want, but that would bring glory and honor and praise unto the Lamb of God. Father, it's a good night to worship. Lord, it's a good night to come and thank you. It's a good night to come, Lord, and just hang around you tonight. Father, now just do it. Help. We desire to help every heart. Lord, I feel like you want to. Well, Lord, you're looking at us. Lord, you're looking at all of us tonight. Father, you're not looking on the outward appearance, but you're looking at the heart. Father, you'll do right because you love us. I'm glad you're a loving God. You're a compassionate God tonight. Father, now just have your way. Bless his holy name tonight. It's a good night to bless his name. Praise him tonight. Give him all the honor and the glory and the thanksgiving. God, we're nothing, but he's everything. We don't know anything, but he's got all the wisdom and all the authority and all the power. Lord God, now just may it be easy to worship. Be free here tonight. Father, just to do. Have your way now, Lord, and I'll thank you in Jesus' name.
There's a promise in the Bible, God's precious holy word, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And today I claim that promise, trusting him for peace of mind. He's the God that through the
God that through the ages he has
work together for good to them that love the Lord. And today I claim that promise, trusting Him for peace of mind. He's the God that through the ages He has stood the test of time. Oh, what a blessed assurance to know I'm His and He's mine. Oh, what a sweet consolation when He tells me I'm His child. How could I ever doubt Him when mountains get so hard to climb?
To you a millionaire, and a name of honor I don't wear. All the heaven holds is mine. Don't feel sad for me, for I'm an heir to a city that's beyond compare. Tear or sigh, not a want or need, will have perfect health and lasting peace.
All that heaven holds is mine.
Beauty all around and a mansion too, and Jesus' face will always be in view.
All free, He gave it to us, didn't He? I want us to go to the Lord in prayer again. These boys and girls are up here praying, and I have no idea what all might be on their mind. But I want us to pray again. God will move in here and do some things that I think ought to be done tonight. He's able to do it. Brother Ricky, you pray for us. Everybody pray, will you? Everybody.
I thank you, Lord, for the throne of grace. And I thank you that we do have the privilege and the right to come before you tonight and come to you in our position in the Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to ask you tonight, Lord, that you do some things in our midst. Lord, I want to ask you that you'd send some of the raw power of God. Lord, I pray that you'd move in. Lord, we need help. Lord, we tell Lord that, Lord, we just need help from you tonight, God. Lord, I thank you. this place. Thank you for all that you've ever done here. Thank you for the church. Thank you for birthing this church here on the side of the road. And Lord, put the preacher here, put the people here, put the children's home here, all the other things you've done. Lord God, I thank you for it. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, this is your place. Lord, this place is holy because it's yours. Not because we're here, but God, because it's yours. And Lord, I ask in the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that you bring victory here tonight. Lord, I ask you to rebuke hell. Lord, I ask you that you drive hell back and send heaven in. And I pray, oh God, that you move in. Lord, we want to mean business tonight. Lord, we want to see you do some things. God, we want to see you help some people, save some people, cut some people, and help some people. Lord God, we're a needy folk. And Lord, we need, God, the strength that we get in the church. Lord, we need the worship when we come here. And God, yes, I heard it, God. Lord, you just plan anything out of here that's not of God. Let the Holy Ghost fill this place. Yes, let the Holy Ghost fill in. And let Jesus give the glory. God, I'm praying tonight. Lord, move in and have your way. God, help us, Lord. God, there's a world out there going to hell. Lord, there's people hurting out there. God, there's people that need a lighthouse like this place to look to. And God, it's yours. And I ask you for Jesus' sake tonight. Bless preacher Potter. Give me the words to pray. Give me the message. And God, I pray tonight, Father, that you open our hearts and our ears. And help us, God, to be willing to listen to the message of God, to receive what you have for us, Lord. And help us to just receive it, Lord, and thank you for it. Feed us tonight through thy word, Lord, and help us to eat. Help us to feed at the Father's table. And get something, Lord, that will help us this week and down the road. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You have your Bibles tonight in the book of John, the first chapter. I want to read something tonight, and I hope you listen. I want you to hear what God has to say. Not much important what I say, but what God says. And I want to read a verse of Scripture. John is baptizing, and he'd done about everything that most of folks do today. I mean, all them folks had come and confessed their sins, and they'd got all that straightened out and repented what John told them to do and got baptized. There's still something they need. There's something everybody around here needs that don't know what I'm talking about tonight. You better listen to it. John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. I want to talk to you about that. There's somebody here tonight that most of you don't even know. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ was standing among them. They had been baptized, like I said. They'd confessed their sins. They'd repented of their sins and probably done everything they knew to do. But there's one thing that they needed, and that was to know Jesus. John the Baptist was there to tell them about Jesus. That is what he was there for. I mean, whatever he done didn't help them. It was Jesus they needed, because he said the next day he saw Jesus coming and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now that, my friend, is not a proper thing today, but I want you to know, if a man knows Jesus tonight, if he knows him. Now, John said there's one standing here you don't even know. Well, John later on said he didn't know him. The whole thing's wrong. Is that until the Holy Ghost shows you who Jesus is, you're not going to know him. I believe there's a lot of children in this home, a lot of people in the churches all over America that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Holy Ghost has never been there to present Jesus to them. I mean, the Holy Ghost has to be present for you to know Jesus, no matter what you think you know, how many times you've made a profession, how many times you've been baptized, and how many churches you've joined ain't got a thing to do with whether you know Jesus or not. Amen. I mean, you can repent when you're blue in the face, get baptized till every tadpole knows you, serial numbered and all them kind of good things. But God has to show you who Jesus is. One day Jesus told, said to Peter, when they said, he was asking them, who do you say that I am? Well, some say you're Elias, and some did this, and somebody else, and nobody knew who he was for sure. And Peter, the Lord said, Peter, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want to tell you right now, if you don't know he's the Son of God, you're going to hell. I mean, just as sure as I'm standing here, I mean, you're a bastard. I read over there in the book of Hebrews, Bible said, every son that he receiveth, he chasteneth. But you see, every son that he receiveth, he chasteneth. Now, that's not what these folks are preaching, and I'm not going to preach on that tonight. But you see, they're saying that God's chastening you for sin. No, he said, every son that I receive, I chasten. But he said, whosoever is not doesn't have any chastisement is bastards and not sons. So Farrakhan and his crowd can't be sons because they don't believe God's a father. They can't be a son of God because they don't believe God's a father. They don't believe that Jesus Christ ever died for their sins. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And if you don't believe that, son, you're far off. You have no idea who Jesus is. But I want to tell you folks here tonight, and I'm talking to Brookside tonight, and I guess this may go out on the air someday if it's good enough, maybe. But if it ain't okay, but if it does, okay, and I don't care where it goes. If you don't know the Holy Ghost has never known or revealed to you who Jesus is, if you've never found out who Jesus is because the Holy Ghost showed you who Jesus is, I mean, you can get all these soul winners, let them run up and down the road, stick a Bible under everybody's nose, and tell you that all you got to do is believe in Jesus. Well, honey, you can't believe in somebody you don't know anything about. You can do all this other stuff, but you got to know him. I mean, you got to know him. You got to know who he is before you can believe anything. Amen. So I want to tell you right now, son, we got a lot of folk going to hell right out of the churches because they've never been born again. Never been saved by the grace of God. Don't have any idea who Jesus is. Oh, you say, but we got the Spirit at our church. We speak in tongues. Still don't know who Jesus is. I mean, the Holy Ghost didn't come down here to give tongues. He come down here to reveal Jesus. He come down here to brag on Jesus. He didn't come down here to give you a gift. He come down here to save your soul. Jesus didn't come to give gifts. He come to save sinners. And you're going to hell if you're not saved. You say, I've said the sinner's prayer. They did too. I've repented of my sins. So this outfit. They confess their sins. Every Baptist I know of is doing that about every hour. Catholics do it every week. And the Jews used to do it once a year. But I believe when you confess your sins as a sinner, you get saved. And then you don't have any sins any longer. And that's what they're cussing me all over the country for. Get letters about me up north, down south. Forget it. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. But son, you got to give up a little bit to know Jesus. Oh, Paul, the Apostle Paul, let me read what he said about it. He said, I want to know him. Now here's a saved man, and he don't even know him. My God, here's a man that's done all the Bible said in Philippians chapter 2. I mean, he said, I want to know him in chapter, where is it? Chapter, huh? Three, excuse me. Got the wrong place. Okay, I was looking on the wrong page. Now, verse 4 of chapter 3 said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. And that's where most of folks have got it. Great God Almighty. You got confidence in the flesh. I don't have any. In mine or yours, either one. Your flesh is mean as hell and so is mine. No, listen. They're talking about that red heifer over yonder. I heard that the other day. I'm sick of that. Honey, that red heifer didn't do nothing but sanctify the flesh for them Jews. They ain't going to do nothing for you. Man, if Jesus can't take care of your flesh, you can forget about it.
But Jesus is not, we're not of the flesh. Listen, Paul said, I don't have no confidence in the flesh. And if you've got any, you're hurting, son. You're hurting. If you think your flesh is something, I got news for you. You're nothing. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Let me read verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Isn't that good? I'm rejoicing in Jesus, Paul said. We're circumcised. We're cut loose from the flesh. And red heifers and gooses and the rest of it ain't going to help you. You can get all the blood of bulls and goats and heifers and calves and the rest of it, and you can get the blood of Jesus. It still ain't going to do nothing for your flesh, because your flesh is going back to the dirt. It ain't going to help. I read to this brother today, it's his flesh. We're born of his bone, of his flesh, and it's his body. And it's his flesh he's looking at. But I want to talk to you about knowing Jesus. That ain't the flesh. You know Jesus in the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the only one can reveal Jesus to you. And you can't get saved in a dead church, I don't care what kind it is, that regrieves the Holy Ghost and quenches the Holy Ghost. And you listen to me, the Bible said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away, and grieve not the Spirit whereby you're sealed. Amen. I mean, he said, grieve not the Spirit whereby you're sealed. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake have done happen forgiving you. Amen. Son, I don't tell you right now, you can't tell me that you can know anything about Jesus with all that flesh in your mind. And we're too fleshly minded. Now let me go on and read. Though I also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Paul said, I can trust better than any of you in the flesh. Because I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and touching the law of Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He said, you can't beat that. But listen to what he said. Well, what things were gained to me, all these he thought was something. But one day the law of the commandments came and sin revived. He said he died. He said, I tell you, I found out I was the biggest sinner in town. But he said, this is what I'd done. What was gained to me, those things I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And here we are, saying, I'll tell you, preacher, I've been saved, I've been baptized, and I joined the church, and I give my tithe. Got nothing to do with it. There's a man that's give up everything. You won't even give up your rock music, some of you youngins. You won't even give up your TV. You don't give up your dirty books. You don't give up nothing. You wouldn't give up on nothing. You don't want to know him. Then you get up here and bellow around this altar and say, I know him. You don't know him. If you knew the Jesus I'm preaching about, it'd make you want to serve him, make you want to love him, make you want to give up everything you got for him, make you want to put him first. I'm talking about what I know about this man Jesus. I got saved, I was 15 and a half years old. I give up my country music. I give up all the rest of this junk that I was doing that I knew was wrong. And I kept on giving up everything I thought was wrong because I wanted to know him. Son, I wanted to know what he's like. I want to know that fellow that could come down here and die for my sins. I want to know somebody had love like he had. I mean, you listen to me. We don't know nothing about love. We talk about it and have none of it. Oh, listen, I want to know a man that could forgive me of every sin I ever committed against him. I want to know a man that could come down here and die on a cross for a fella that helped nail the spikes in his hand. Somebody told me the other day, I wasn't here. I said, let me read it to you. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He took your sins as quick as he did the rest of them. He died just as much for you as he did for them Jews. If he didn't, you're not going to heaven. When the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Oh, listen, John said there's a man standing here you don't know. And son, I doubt if any of us hardly know. Oh, Paul said, I give it all up so I could know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. My God, you go around in these churches today, we don't give up nothing. We won't give our comfort up. We ain't going to give nothing up. We won't give nothing up. We're not going to give anything up. We're not going to forgive anybody or do anything else. We're going to keep just like we are, and we ain't going to know him. You say, are we not saved? I don't know. I'd hate to take your chance. Them Israelites, at least they is elected. Amen. Them Jews, they had a hope. You don't have. Amen. See, as a Gentile, you have no hope. You have no covenant. You have no promise. And you didn't have any God. Amen. At least they had all that. Amen. But they still needed to know him. Paul had that. And Paul said, I give it all up that I might know him. And the Bible said, and be found in him. Be found in him. Are you sure you're in him? Said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. And I know you say, well, you talking about the flesh? No, I'm talking about the inward man. I'm talking about that stuff inside of me. Went out of here when I got saved. Amen. I got up that day a new man. Amen. And I, listen, and nobody has to come tell me when I got saved. I know when it was on Amen. Thursday morning at 11:45 on this side of the altar. Amen. But I've had a lot of folks say, I just can't hardly remember it, but I know I am. Well, if I couldn't remember it, bless God, I'd check up on it. I'd have a little visit to the Lord, and I'd say, Holy Ghost, if you can show me anything, show me Jesus. Amen. Now, John the Baptist didn't know who Jesus was. Neither did they know who Jesus was. But John didn't know there's one standing among you. Amen. John said there's one around here that you don't know. Now, he's greater than I am, and he's before me. And he said there's one here that you better find out about. And the next day, he pointed him out. He pointed Jesus out and said, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. When John baptized Jesus, the Holy Ghost came on him. And then John found out who he was. Because he said, they told me when the Holy Ghost, the one the Holy Ghost descends on, that'll be him. John said, I wouldn't have known if it hadn't been for that. Son, you ain't going to find out who Jesus is in some dried up, sealed out church or some little peckerwood running around here with a Bible that's a soul winning that never has found out who Jesus is himself. Amen. I mean, it's pathetic, isn't it? Amen. Somebody said to me the other day, we'd like to get somebody, we need a youth pastor. I said, great God, that's the last thing you need. If the youngins need anything, they need some old man to talk to them about Jesus, somebody that's been there, somebody that's served him, somebody that's give up everything for him. They don't need some little pack of wood for the money. Somebody said one of these days the churches will have to pay the government. I said it don't matter because we made a business out of preaching. Not a calling anymore, it's a business. How much would you pay me to pay it to your church? I wouldn't pay you a dime. I wouldn't give you a used dip of snuff for a whole year of service. Amen. If you're that type. Amen. I wouldn't. Amen. But listen what Paul, this is a man of God, man. This is a fellow that went naked and shipwrecked and had all kinds of Oh, but you know, preacher, I'm having it so hard.
You ought to have somebody slap you down every time you say that. You ain't never had it hard. You ain't never even went without a meal. I guess upset when I hear about them fellas over there in Bulgaria. Them old preachers walk as far as they can, and then they rent them a donkey. They rent them a donkey to take them to their preaching because they're wore out. Most of them don't even have good shoes. They have them old rubber shoes that we used to wear over our shoes. Ricky knows about that. And they ride a donkey. And these preachers, bless God, they got to have $100,000 check coming in every Saturday, every Sunday, or every $100,000 every year. And they got to have all their house paid for, their expenses all paid, and a good car every year. You ain't worth a salt, gold, and your bread. Put this on the radio. I'm talking to them out there now. You ain't worth a nickel. I wouldn't shoot you for the tower. I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? I don't want to have my own righteousness. If you ever know Jesus, honey, you got to get rid of yours. You don't know Jesus and your righteousness. When you find out how good he is, you're going to find out you're sorry as hell. If you ever find out how good Jesus is, what he's done for you, he'll make you feel like a dog. And he'll make you feel like you ought to serve him for nothing. Crawl to be able to do it. Right? God, these people, if you have to beg all the time to do something for God, go home. Stick your head in a bucket of water and keep it in there. Don't. For 2 hours, please. Don't whine at me. I mean, here's a fellow that said, I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness. How many in this church, don't hold your hand up, but they ain't a half a dozen of us. I put myself in there. But we want somebody to think we're something. I wish that God would prepare me and let me sometime when there ain't nobody around but us. Just tell us how sorry and low down.
Amen. Amen.
God.
Amen.
Sorry. Them old preachers rode over these hills, preached the gospel, built these churches, and come in with their feet froze to the stirrups in the saddle. Had to come and thaw their feet out before they get them off of the horses. We're too sorry to live. God help us. I mean, I come down with the old preacher that, but the church where he was ordained the other day, he's ordained in 1894, January the 5th, 1800. And I know what I'm talking about, 1894. He ordained me 50. In 1946, when he was an old man, and I read in a book the other day from Carter County, where about that old man starting Little Milligan Church, and then he started others. Used to have to work; all of them had to work for a living. Now we think, well, somebody ought to pay me to preach. Somebody will pay you to get out of town. That's what you need.
Amen.
You need a ticket one way.
Amen.
To where I can't say in church. But if I could say it, it's got four letters. That's where you need a ticket for. You don't need a ticket to do nothing for Jesus. He don't need me to do nothing for him. Only thing that the preacher ought to do is tell how good he is.
Amen.
How bad we are. You have to beg people to come to church. My heaven to lie. You ought to be the first to hear. When I got saved on Thursday. And Sunday morning, I was sitting on the church house steps waiting to get in. Where's that old man come to open the door? I come up here and told God I want him to do it again. I didn't know you couldn't get saved at once, but Lord, God, it felt so good. I thought, Lord, I'd like to have another dose of that. Oh, God, there's some of these folks in this church sitting right here listening to me knows nothing about that. Never had no experience like that.
Amen.
God never come around where you was at.
You never got under conviction and found out you were going to hell, and the Holy Ghost never said a thing to you. And you, that Jesus you know is another Jesus.
Amen.
Bible said we'll have another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel, and we got all of them.
Amen.
Bless God, this Jesus I'm preaching about will keep you out of hell.
Amen.
He'll save you forever.
Amen.
And he'll do such a good job, you'll love him forever.
Amen.
Ain't nothing going to stop you. I don't care what it is. When I was sick back yonder, I had my first two children, and living in a house that leaks so bad, we had to get them up in our arms and hold them to keep them from getting wet when it rained. And I got to, I took yellow jaundice. I had a nervous breakdown. I got down to 121 pounds. Couldn't walk a length of this church, but I went up on the hill, crawled up there, told God. I said, I surrendered to preach in Germany on the battlefield. And my young'uns both is hungry and my wife's hungry. But God, I'm not going to quit you. I'm not going to quit you. I'm going to stay with you because you stuck with me. And you saved me from hell. And you called me to preach and I'm going to do it. I felt a hand on my head, and I don't believe it if you'd told me, but I believe it. When, you know, it's hard for me to believe it, but I did feel it. I'm still just as plain as it was yesterday. And I heard a voice say, now, I don't believe in that stuff, see. And I don't believe in these other fellas telling it on the radio. They've done it to me. I heard a voice say, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And I got up and run back to the house. Went to the mailbox and pulled out a check for $674. Back pay on my pension. Listen, God didn't do that. I mean, the check was already there waiting for me. But God just confirmed, son, you stick with me and I'll stick with you.
Amen.
I'll have it in the mailbox when you get there to get it.
Amen.
No matter if you're sick, no matter if you're down, no matter if you can't work, no matter if you're young and you're starving, doesn't matter about that. As long as you'll hang in here, son, I'll take care of you. I'll supply all of your needs. This is the Jesus I'm talking about.
Amen.
John said, this man's standing with you. You don't know who he is. Paul said, I want to know him. Now here's a man that's saved, brother. He got saved on the Damascus Road. But he said, I'll give up everything. Take this rock music away from some of these youngins, and they'll raise hell for a month. And then they'll get it back. Slip around and take the gospel songs and put the rock music on it with a gospel title on it. Son, I'll be sure as I'm standing here, hell's waiting on you to do stuff like that. I don't believe you ever got it. It's not a matter that you don't, you see, you've been deceived by some little screwball that's out for the money. I'm not out for the money, and I'm not out to get your gold either. I'm just out to tell you the truth.
Amen.
You can't know Jesus till the Holy Ghost points him out to you.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost ain't going to be around with a bunch of people that don't want him.
Amen.
The thing that grieves the Spirit of God is bitterness.
Amen.
You can have that, brother. You got bitterness, that'll grieve the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And the whole world will go to hell.
Amen.
And I mean, some folks rather have that than to have somebody hear about Jesus in the foreign country.
Amen.
Now, I'm not interested in your little pouty stuff. Now, I'm not interested in what you think or what you thought or what you're doing. I'm interested in them souls over yonder in Kentucky that need some shoes and clothes. That's a Jesus I want to know.
Amen.
I want to know the Jesus that'll feed hungry folks.
Amen.
I want to know the Jesus that'll comfort the down and outs. I want to know the Jesus that'll sit down with a bunch of harlots and drunks and talk to them about how much he loves them.
Amen.
And how much he gave for them.
Amen.
I want to know that Jesus. I'm not interested in this outfit that's sacred, they're so holy, and they got their own righteousness. You can go with it wherever you want to.
Amen.
But don't bring it around me, it stinks.
Amen.
All of our righteousness is filthy rags.
Amen.
Paul said, not having my own righteousness.
Amen.
I don't want mine. Bless God, I want his. And I praise God, I've got it. I mean, he gave it to me. I mean, I've got imputed righteousness. I didn't work to get it. I didn't live to get it. I got it because I trusted Jesus one day. The Holy Ghost come by and said, he'll save me. I said, thank God. And I let him. You know what I'm talking about? You know the Jesus I'm preaching about tonight? If you don't know him, you better get up here and try to find out about it.
Amen.
I'm in God's here.
Amen.
You might not recognize it, but the Holy Ghost, same Holy Ghost that showed John the Baptist who Jesus was, and the same Holy Ghost that showed a lot of other fellas who Jesus is, and the same Holy Ghost that revealed Jesus to Peter.
Amen.
And he did.
Amen.
Why, he said, Peter, you didn't get this from flesh and blood.
Amen.
You got this from my Father.
Amen.
If you ever get saved, honey, it'll be the Holy Ghost sent down from the Father.
Amen.
You don't get it because you got an education. That's a stink in God's nostrils, isn't it?
Amen.
All of your learning and education without the Holy Ghost. It tells you that Jesus died for your sin. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Are you glad he took yours away?
Amen.
Well, he did anyhow. Whether you like it or don't like it.
Amen.
They're cussing me all over the country and folks writing letters about me and saying, preacher, I mean Potter down there in Bristol, don't go down there. He's a heretic. He's a false prophet. I mean Ricky Redmond one. It was wrote to a man that here in this church. He's not here tonight, but I mean, I wouldn't care if he was. And that rascal lived down here off of me for months and ate and slept here and stayed here. Let him write his letter. I don't care. They crucified Jesus. You think I'm going to sit there and cry over that dummy? I'm preaching what the book says. I'm preaching the truth. I'm not scared of him. Or what they do up north, they can drop everybody's support if they want to. But Jesus died for my sins. He arose again the third day for my justification. He is the Son of God. And I like it like that. Old Farrakhan said he wasn't the Son of God. He said, I'm God's Son. Well, he wasn't a son by birth. He said, I'm God. That's what he said. He didn't say he is the Son of God. He said, I'm one of God's. I'm God. Yeah, I know it. I got to get off of him. I don't like him no how. But the Bible said, and being found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but by that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith.
Amen.
Verse 10 of Philippians says, that I may know him. Now you give it all up that I may know him. Now what if you give up to know Jesus? It's one thing to be saved.
Amen.
But it's another thing to know who he is. I mean, you know, you can know about him. You've read about him. Do you know him? There's a lot of difference in knowing Jesus.
Amen.
And knowing
Amen.
About Jesus.
Amen.
You can read his book till you turn blue in the face and still don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
Boy, when the Holy Ghost takes working Amen. On you, and you get to walking in the Spirit, and the Spirit gets to walk, and you're walking in Jesus, and Jesus walks, and you and him having fellowship. Oh, you say you can't have fellowship with him unless you get right. I got right 58 years ago.
Amen.
Been having fellowship ever since.
Amen.
My flesh has never had fellowship with him. My flesh ain't never going to have fellowship with him. And I ain't going to kill no red heifer to get my flesh straightened out either. I'm working on his flesh.
Amen.
If he looks down here, and son, I found this out here a while back. If God ever fills somebody with the Holy Ghost, it ain't going to be because you cleaned up your flesh.
Amen.
It'll be his flesh.
Amen.
God poured out his Spirit on his son
yes, sir.
When he was baptized. Right?
Amen.
Then he saved that other bunch over in the day of Pentecost. And he got in them, poured out his spirit again on them because Jesus is in them. Now, he ain't never poured out his spirit on a hull. You got to have Jesus in there because it's the flesh of Jesus that God poured out his spirit on. He ain't going to pour it out on this filthy, junky flesh that I've got and you've got. My flesh is going back to the dust. But his flesh is done resurrected. And it's alive forevermore. That's what he said. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Have the keys to death and hell. Well, maybe you ain't going to pay no attention to what I'm preaching. But John the Baptist said, there's one standing among you you don't know. Isn't that pitiful? Isn't it pitiful that we've got so far away from God in the church that when Jesus comes in, we don't know who he is? Ain't it pitiful that we're so far away from God and Jesus comes by, you have no idea who he is. If Jesus was to come and sit down in this church tonight until the Holy Ghost pointed out who he was, you wouldn't know. Oh, you say, I know Jesus, but you grieve the Holy Ghost. That's revealing Jesus. Every time you see Jesus, the Holy Ghost has to point him out to you. You don't see Jesus. Hey, this bunch of Baptists see. You know what? We ought to live so they can see Jesus in us. The Holy Ghost is the one who showed Jesus in us.
Amen.
It's not how good you live. It's how much you just let him take over.
Amen.
How much the Holy Ghost is living in you. And how much you're surrendered to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Boy, I mean, let me tell you something. We're a sick church.
Amen.
In this age.
Amen.
No wonder that church over there got spewed out. It was sick.
Amen.
And it made God sick. That was a spoiled outfit, wasn't it? That Laodicean church. God spewed them out. Well, there's a man among you. Jesus answered, and and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens opened unto him. The heavens opened to Jesus. And the Bible said, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Now, he's a man in this country, in this world, that we don't know. John said, he's a man among you, and you don't know who he is. Holy Ghost has got to do it. I can stand here all night, and I can't show you Jesus. I can't tell you who Jesus is. But I want to tell you something. You young people have got nothing out there to look forward to. Nothing. The government says they're going to try to help you. They're damning us.
Amen.
By the way, they're doing it without God. They can't do it without God.
Amen.
You can't help young people without God. And the Holy Ghost is the only one down here that's going to do any business. Son, he's the one that's going to tell you who Jesus is. And he's the one that's going to reveal Jesus to you. And that's the only way you're going to know him. Peter said, Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood hadn't revealed it to you. All these flesh and blood soul winners and all these flesh and blood preachers are not getting the job done. We're getting a bunch of folks in the church, signing them up to go to hell because they don't know who Jesus is. You know him or don't you? You ought to find out whether you know him or not.
Amen.
Was he there that day when you made a profession, you got saved, you thought you got saved, or whatever the case is? And I don't want you to make no second profession, but I want you to be sure that the Holy Ghost is there to tell you who Amen. Jesus was. Then after you get saved, and you want to know him a little further, you want to know more about him, then you got to give up some stuff. See? You got to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you and run with patience the race. It's not a matter of you just hooping it up and saying, I feel good. Yeah, when I go to church and live like hell when you're outside, that's
Amen.
Something wrong with that.
Amen.
Would you like to know him? Would you like to know the man that never passed a sick person that he didn't heal, or a dead person that he didn't raise, or a hungry person that he didn't feed, or a sinful man that he wouldn't sit down with, or a woman that he wouldn't sit with, or a woman that he wouldn't forgive, or a man that he wouldn't forgive when they were brought to him? I want to know that fella. I want to know the Jesus that Paul's talking about, that John the Baptist is talking about. There ain't but one. The Bible said there'll be another Jesus. Paul said if another Jesus or another spirit or another gospel comes, and we got all three of them. This little image of Jesus that we've got is not the real thing. You got a picture of Jesus in your mind, you better have Jesus in your heart.
Amen.
You got a picture of what he looks like, you better know what he is. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. Some fellas is already up here praying, and I believe these men know what I'm trying to say. Come up here and play, and maybe somebody wants to come up here and talk to God about this thing. I'd like to find out for sure who Jesus is. I'd like to know him. Oh, you won't be able to give it all up maybe tonight. Paul said, I'll give this up, and count it all but dung that I might know him. The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. Paul said, I want to be able to suffer. I want to have some fellowship with his suffering. Not just fellowship with Jesus, fellowship with the suffering of Jesus. Go through what Jesus went through. Anybody want to come, you hurry. I'm going to pray and close and go home. I mean, if you don't mean business, don't do it. When you're coming up here, you're saying, I want to know him. I want to know the fellowship of his suffering. I want to make sure I know who Jesus is, and then I want to know him. Power of his resurrection. What a resurrected Jesus would do. The fellowship of a resurrected Savior. If you're here tonight lost without God, you want to get saved, would you come up here and bow with me? And say, preacher, I want you to pray for me. I want to get saved. I don't want to go to hell. And you may not get saved tonight, but it'd be a good time to start. The Holy Ghost is convicting you. And if he doesn't, there ain't a thing nobody can do about it. Our Heavenly Father, for these that's bowed up here around this altar, for these that's come, Lord, before you tonight with myself, I want to know you. And whatever, Lord, there is that I might have to give up to know more about Jesus, oh God, help me to see the great necessity of giving up this world and all that pertains to it to know you. And Lord, that I might know what you want me to do, and that I might lead this church in the right direction. God, there's people overseas, and I do thank you for the money that you gave me the other day to buy their clothes, but that's just a little bit. But Lord, God, I thank you for the opportunity to go to Kentucky and try to help those and feed those people in the hollers up there. God, I'm so glad that I know the one. They came by one day when I was hungry and fed me. When I was a little boy, hadn't had anything to eat for a while,
3 or 4 days, you sent somebody by, and they said it came from the Lord.
And I thank you, Lord God, that you are a good God. Oh, God, you're not somebody up on the beat us over the head and make it straighten up. You just want to lead us and guide us and want us to feel good and to enjoy you and to have the blessings of the Lord on us. God, help us to see how good you are, how wonderful you are. Lord, help us to know that you're standing among us tonight. God, help us to know through the Holy Ghost who you are, what you can do and what you will do. For all you do, help me to thank you, bless you, praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is that I do? You come back to Sunday? Everybody come back. May God bless you.